Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. For the 10-year period ending in 2016, the average selling price of a home in the state of Illinois had fallen 10%. Yet, over the same time span, property tax bills had increased 51%. Illinois now has the highest property tax rates in America. Over that decade, the Census Bureau showed Illinois leading the nation in net population loss, down 277,000 households. Last week, the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago posted an article titled, "How Should the State of Illinois Pay for Its Unfunded Pension Liability? The Case for a Statewide Residential Property Tax." The report states that the Illinois state government has unfunded liabilities for pensions alone, not including retiree health care benefits, of more than $129 billion as of last summer. Despite the fact that higher taxes are encouraging people to move out of the state, with the result that property values are falling, the article advocates that the Illinois state government impose an additional 1% property tax per year for the next 30 years. Key assumptions underlying this additional tax is that the state's population will stop declining and that home values in Illinois will also stop falling. This essay does concede that such a tax would increase property taxes by at least 24%. It fails to explain how the trend of past soaring property taxes that influenced people to sell their homes for lower prices and move out of the state would now be reversed after another major hike in property taxes. In the real world, another property tax hike will encourage more people to sell their homes and move out of Illinois, guaranteeing that property values will continue to fall. The state and local governments in Illinois are among the most financially troubled across America. Massive government overspending was the cause. Imposing higher taxes will only make the fiscal crisis worse. Don't let the bankruptcy caused by Illinois' fiscal mismanagement and last week's insane advice of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago come here to Michigan. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.